John's Christian Church on this beautifully crisp morning. It gets me excited for the fall weather when we have these quieter moments like this. Pastor Eric and Lynn are traveling back from Turkey Run State Park today, so we can be in prayer for them as they travel back this way. I have a couple of announcements to share this morning, and then we will have a brief announcement from the Mission Committee. If you turn to page 6 in your bulletin, you will see that there are some announcements for the Gift Gals for their gathering on August 28th at King's Corner Garage. LifeWise Academy is also looking for classroom volunteers, so if you're interested in helping with LifeWise Academy over at Archbold Schools, there is contact information in there. We are still looking for individuals that are willing to perform or do a skit or a song in the Gong Show that is coming up in October. There is one final East Garden meal that is happening this Thursday. If you would like to help with that, please get in touch with Pastor Eric. And then there is the Habitat for Humanity of Fulton County. The new house project is underway. There will be a work day this upcoming Friday. Pastor Eric will be there and helping lead it. So again, if you are interested in helping with that, you can get in touch with him. And now for Rally Sunday, that is coming up on September 8th. That is the kickoff year or the kickoff day for our program year. This year, we will have one service of worship outside on the East Lawn. Bring your lawn chairs and blankets. We will be in the sanctuary if it does happen to rain, but we'll be outside on the East Lawn. Prior to that, though, we will be having a Sunday school pep rally here in the sanctuary. So Sunday school leaders, you received an email to share with your classes. We will be meeting in the chapel and then walking into the sanctuary here to kind of introduce our Sunday school classes. So as a time to celebrate that Christian ministry that we have together. After service, we'll have lunch provided by the fellowship committee, and then there is the slip and slide kickball game. So if you weren't here last Sunday, we are doing a slip and slide kickball tournament. Anybody that wants to organize a team is welcome to do so. If you have, say, one or two people, you're an individual or you have a friend that wants to participate, but you don't have a full team, I'm going to create a spot on the sign-up sheet and on the bulletin board for those that, you know, want to participate but don't have a full team. We'll put you somewhere. But those of you that don't necessarily want to participate, we need spectators. We want everyone there cheering us on and watching the entertainment. So please plan on bringing your lawn chairs and blankets over to the game that will also be held outside. And now I invite Kiera Christman up to share a special announcement from our mission committee.
Thank you, Jocelyn. Good morning, church. I am here on behalf of the mission committee to talk about our mission of the month, Back Bay Mission. Back Bay Mission is a nonprofit organization down in Biloxi, Mississippi, that St. John's has supported for years in both service and in donations. They have a simple mission to strengthen neighborhoods, seek justice, and transform lives. They do this through their different missions. So they educate and they empower. They have a community garden as well as some art classes and other opportunities for people to learn and to grow. They also have emergency assistance, which helps with both financial and material. They also are the only client choice food pantry on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Housing rehabilitation. So this is an area that is near and dear to St. John's. This congregation has taken many trips over the years to help low-income families with renovations and repairs to their homes. There's the Micah Day Center, which is a safe place for the homeless to gather as well as to receive help. And then there's also supportive housing, which helps select homeless with housing and resources. And so you can learn more about Back Bay Mission on their website, thebackbaymission.org. They do have a video on there that's about 15 minutes long, but I chose not to show that to you guys this morning so that I wouldn't take up Matt's time for his sermon. But that is something that you can check out. There's a lot of good information in there to learn more about what they do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our opening scripture this morning comes from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are our rock and our foundation. We thank you that in times of trouble, not only can we put our full trust in you, but you encourage us to do so. Bless our gathering this morning as we worship you. Amen. I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing our opening hymns. We will start with number 404, The Solid Rock. Lifted me. Thank you.
moments and share the peace of Christ.
I invite any children to come forward. Boys, we're ready to go. Good morning. Go sit down.
Are those bags for us?
Do you think these bags are for you? What do they look like? Presents? Whoa. There are some presents. Can I have some of you help me open these presents, Lainey? Yeah? Okay. Let's see. Riley, Lainey, why don't you open a present? I know there's not going to be one for everybody, but Allie, we'll get one. Here, you and Kennedy help each other open one. And why don't you guys open one? What did we get? Your favorite? Allie and Kennedy, what did you girls get? Flower? How exciting! Can I show that to everyone? Allie and Kennedy got an awesome bag of flower. Lainey, what did you get? A bag of sugar, no way!
You should eat it with raspberries or strawberries.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Riley got sprinkles. What else do we have? Ooh! All vegetable shortening. That's so exciting.
Vegetable shortcake.
Are you so excited about your gifts? I know one of you are. Lainey's shaking her head no. She's not too thrilled about her gift. You know what we could do with all of these? What if we put them all in a bowl and mixed them together? Maybe add some eggs and some butter. What do you think we could make?
We could make
cookies, chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
With maybe some rainbow sprinkles. Yeah, no, it's not open. We don't want a mess in here right now.
Well, make sure there's enough chocolate chips for me to keep.
You got it. Okay.
So
all of these wonderful things that we have, these individual ingredients, these individual gifts, they come together and they make warm, happy chocolate chip cookies. Well, what we're going to read about today in Romans chapter 12 is talking about all of our individual, unique gifts. Do we all have special talents? Yeah. Lainey, what's an awesome gift or talent that you have? I've heard that you're a really good friend. Yeah? Would you say that's true? So you have a gift of connecting with people, of friendship, right? Boys, what's something that you're really good at?
I'm in trouble.
Getting in trouble? What? did I hear that right? Getting in trouble. Okay. Mom, you didn't hear that. Ryan, what's something that you're really good at? So you're good at, wow, so you're good at observing things, right?
Yeah.
So we all have unique gifts. We all have unique talents. Just like our bag of flour can be used to tighten up a dough and make it so that all of the ingredients stick together. Sugar has a great job of sweetening things. Chocolate chips give us flavor. We all have unique gifts, right? Everybody in here has something they're really good at. So what happens when we bring all of our gifts together? We become like one awesome church family. It's like putting all of those unique gifts together and becoming one amazing church family. How cool is that? Yeah? It's like baking a chocolate chip cookie, and those make us feel good, don't they? Yeah, all of those ingredients coming together and putting them in the oven, and it's a good feeling, right?
So would you guys mind joining me in prayer really quick before we listen to Mr. Matt's message? Okay? He's going to give a children's message to the big kids today. Yeah, I know. Are you ready for it? Let's come together in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the children that are here this morning. Lord, each of them has unique gifts that you've blessed them with. Lord, and as part of our church family, we just ask that we're able to lift up those gifts that these young children have and nurture them so that they are part of one church family. Lord, we just ask that all of these gifts be used to bring glory to your name. Amen. All right, I hate to be mean, but I do need all of my gifts back. I might go home and make cookies today, I think. You can take the bag, Riley. Go and take your hat, bud. I know, dude. I bet you have some at home. Okay.
Couple of updates and additions to the prayer requests and concerns at the back of the bulletin. Obviously, we're thinking of Pastor Eric and Lynn as they travel today. Ben Buehrer has surgery tomorrow at St. V's to relieve pressure on a nerve affecting his right arm, so we pray for Ben and Sue. And also, former Pastor Dave Hall had a procedure done beginning of the week and had to go back into the hospital again at the end of the week. So we just pray for him and Janice. Let's come together in prayer. Dear Lord, creator of all, you made us in your image. You created us, each unique in our own ways, with different talents and abilities. May we use those talents and abilities to your glory. We ask your continual guidance to know how and what to do for your will. For the ministries and outreach of this church, you have placed us here not for our glory, but to spread yours. In our daily walks, may we show everyone we encounter your grace and love. And not just here in our local communities, but also bless the global missions of the church, taking your name across the world to bring the world back to you. We pray for all who are suffering. We pray for Jeff, Susie, Shirley, Don, Sandy, Larry, Regina, Ben and Sue, Stuart and Rhonda. May they know your presence, your peace, your power, your love. Lord, listen to us, your children, as we pray together the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning.
Well, I'm tired and I'm weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Where the mornings are so bright and the Lamb is the light and the nights are as fair as the day, and there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. 'Cause there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. Well, the flowers, they will be blooming, and the grass, it will be green, and the sky will be calm and serene, oh yeah. And the sun, it ever beams in this valley of dreams, and no cloud can be seen, oh yeah. And there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. 'Cause there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. Well, the bear, he will be gentle, and the wolf, he will be tame, and the lion, he shall lay down by the lamb, oh yeah. And the beasts of the wild will be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am, oh yeah. And there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. 'Cause there'll be peace in the valley for me, oh yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. Amen.